The musical relationship between Maria Barbara, Queen of Spain, and her teacher, Domenico Scarlatti, had an important impact on the history of music, specifically keyboard writing. Daughter of Portuguese King João V, Maria Barbara showed musical talent, and her father invited Scarlatti to move from Italy to Lisbon to teach the 9-year-old Infanta harpsichord and composition. When 14-year-old Maria Barbara was betrothed to the Crown Prince Ferdinand of Spain, it was made clear that she could take her music teacher to Spain with her. She met her fiancé for the first time 4 years later, on the eve of her wedding. The court processed to the border of Portugal and Spain with great pageantry. The English ambassador to the Spanish court wrote about Ferdinand's reaction on seeing Maria Barbara for the first time. "I could not but observe that the princess's figure, notwithstanding a profusion of gold and diamonds, really shocked the prince. He looked as if he'd been imposed upon. Maria Barbara seems to have been somewhat plain to look upon, but Ferdinand came to love her deeply, and they shared a love of music and culture." During his years with Maria Barbara, Scarlatti wrote 500 or so harpsichord sonatas, his most significant and best-remembered works. They were beautifully bound in 15 volumes, with the combined arms of Spain and Portugal tooled in gold on the cover. In the front, he describes Maria Barbara as a performer and composer who astonished even the most excellent masters and who delighted princes and monarchs. The sonatas demonstrate the capabilities of the talented Queen of Spain. Scarlatti remained the Queen's music teacher all of her life, staying in Spain and marrying a Spanish woman when his first wife died. Scarlatti himself was to die 1 year before his esteemed pupil. Spanish influences pervade Scarlatti's sonata. In this one, K239, he uses repeated notes and a bass part which suggests Spanish guitars. It is played here with vigor by a young harpsichordist, Justin Taylor.
Thank you.
Moriarty's Sonata K239, played by Justin Taylor on the harpsichord. This bonbon can be found as a podcast on the FMR website.